This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. And good evening, and welcome to the second hour of Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin, and thanks so much for joining me this evening. Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach was a German classical period musician and composer, the second son of Johann Sebastian Bach and Maria Barbara Bach. C.P.E. Bach was an influential composer working at a time of transition between his father's Baroque style and the classical and romantic styles that followed it. Here is a symphony by C.P.E. Bach, the third in a set of four orchestral symphonies, this one in F major, a key often associated with complacency and calm. The Little Orchestra of London, conducted by Leslie Jones, performs in this recording.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Diskin, and this is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your source of news, information, and entertainment for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've opened this second hour of the program with an orchestral symphony by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, an early pioneer in the transition from the Baroque to the early classical composition styles. Antonio Vivaldi was an Italian Baroque composer, virtuoso violinist, teacher, and cleric. Born in Venice, he is recognized as one of the greatest Baroque composers, and his influence during his lifetime was widespread across Europe. He is known mainly for composing many instrumental concertos for the violin and a variety of other instruments, as well as sacred choral works and more than 40 operas. Here is a concerto for cello and bassoon, this one in the key of E minor. Listen for the soft and sustained passages in the soloist contrasted with loud and fast passages in the orchestra in the first movement, with reversal in the second movement. It's only in the final movement that soloists and orchestra finally come together in mood. Ofra Harnoy, cello, and James McKay, bassoon, perform with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Paul Robinson. This is Vivaldi's Concerto for Cello and Bassoon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vivaldi's Concerto in E minor for cello and bassoon is an example of the contrast between soloists and orchestra that is so typical in Vivaldi's concerti. In this recording, we heard Ofra Harnoy cello and James McKay bassoon performing with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Paul Robinson. Sultan Kodály's Dances of Galanta was composed on commission for the 80th anniversary of the Budapest Philharmonic Society. It is based on folk music of Galanta. The composer remarked, "At that time there existed a famous gypsy band. This was the first orchestral sonority that came to the ears of the child. About 1800, some books of Hungarian dances were published in Vienna, one of which contained music after several gypsies from Galanta." Here is the Seattle Symphony under the direction of Gerard Schwartz in Kodály's Dances of Galanta.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. The Dances of Galanta by Hungarian-born composer Zoltán Kodály was composed on commission for the 80th anniversary of the Budapest Philharmonic Society. We heard the Seattle Symphony performing under the direction of Gerard Schwartz. In about a month, there will be a concert in Reading featuring a rather unusual and captivating electric string quartet from England called String Fever. The quartet is comprised of brothers Giles, Ralph, and Neil Broadbent, and their cousin Graham, who perform everything from the classics to the Beatles to Tom Jobim. Here are a few selections from one of their CDs. We'll start off with Hungarian Dance No. 6 by Brahms, then Ravel's Bolero, and finally, The Girl from Ipanema by Brazilian pop composer Tom Jobim. We have heard three selections from the Electric String Quartet String Fever, the Hungarian Dance No. 6 by Brahms, Bolero by Ravel, and finally, The Girl from Ipanema by Brazilian pop composer Tom Jobim. String Fever will be performing in Reading next month on May 4th, part of the Shasta Live Community Concert Series. Thanks for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Reading, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Be sure to tune in next week for more classical music right here on KKRN. And now, stay tuned for LA Theater Works, followed by Blues Before Sunrise at 9 o'clock. Good evening and good music.